During sleep, while we are dreaming, we use subtle minds. So let's say you're dreaming and then you're in a tropical location and the water is turquoise blue and there's coconut palms swaying in the breeze and someone's just brought a cool drink and you're with a wonderful companion and the water's just lapping your toes and you lean over to give your companion a peck on the cheek and rejoice in this wonderful environment. During that dream, we are using subtle minds. So there's a dream eye awareness, seeing the sand, seeing the sea, seeing the islands offshore, seeing each other. That's dream eye awareness. Dream ear awareness, you're listening to the lapping sound of the waves on the beach and to what your friend is saying, etc. This dream ear awareness, nose awareness, tongue awareness, body awareness, and mental awareness, all in a dream. So if they're in a dream, they're subtle minds. Our gross mind, because we actually live in Ulverston and it's freezing cold and dark, that all those appearances have vanished. Our bedroom's vanished. We're on a tropical island. So our gross minds have ceased. A more subtle level of mind that's harder to recognize is operating. And all these dream eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mental awareness are functioning. But our gross minds are not. They've ceased. And mental awareness, through which we experience the appearance of various kinds of dream things. All these appearances are mistaken appearances. So we know that, don't we? Because we're right there. Everything's perfect. And I don't know, you just get the engagement ring out of your pocket and you get down on bended knee and your alarm goes off. And you just proposed to the one, your soulmate. And then you wake up and you think, where's my soulmate now? I didn't even get their number. So we know that ocean's nowhere to be found. The sand isn't in our bedroom. The person was an appearance to the dreaming mind. The whole thing was so deeply enjoyable, and it's nowhere to be found. There is no ocean in our bedroom. That there is no soulmate that we were proposing to. They were all appeared, perceived, appeared, created by our subtle mind, our dreaming mind. So we know they're mistaken. Like we don't, Geshe-la often when we're talking about dreaming minds, we talk about dreaming about elephants. And because it's a good analogy because in your dream you meet an elephant and you know the elephant's not in your room. There's no traces of the elephant. There's no smell of the elephant. The elephant's nowhere to be found. And Geshe-la says, we don't ask, where is the elephant now? I wonder if it's got enough food. I'll go and give it another pat later on. It was just an appearance to mind. There is no real elephant anywhere. They're just created by mind. So we know those dream appearances are mistaken appearances. Geshe-la says, all these appearances in our dream, they are literally appearing to our mind. They're mental creations. All these appearances are mistaken appearances. So we know that. And we also, we're not so grateful when the dream is going really, really well. And maybe we wake up and we try to get back into the dream. We're not fully awake and we try to get back in there and continue. If it's a nightmare, we can't wait to wake up. And then we wake up like panting and sweating and, oh, thank goodness, it's a nightmare. I haven't just been hit over the head by somebody and like we're running for our life. So they're mistaken appearances. So now something very profound and interesting, life-changing. In the same way that all our waking appearances, are mistaken appearances. So we understand about dreams, and we understand those appearances are nowhere to be found. Those objects in the dream, they're mistaken appearances. They don't truly exist. They're not there waiting for us later on. They just appeared like a rainbow in space and disappeared. They're just appearances, mistaken appearances. Buddha says, you should know all phenomena are like dreams. All phenomena. So all the phenomena we're seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling in our waking life are also mistaken appearances. Also. Buddha says you should know all phenomena are like dreams. You know, in the same way, just going to sleep and waking teaches us these things. You know, when you're depressed, if you've been depressed, even for a short period of time, we love to sleep. You naturally want to go to sleep because when you're asleep, all the terrible things that are hurting you in your life vanish and you get some reprieve. So if we think about sleeping, dreaming, awaking, sleeping, dreaming, awaking, we can understand that also the appearances of our waking life are just appearances. And when we fall asleep, they disappear. Same as when we wake up, the appearances of our subtle mind disappear. So we need to not waste the experience of sleeping, dreaming, waking. We do that every day, every night. It's teaching us about the nature of things. It's also teaching us about the different levels of mind.